are live.
Am I talking now into the mic?
We are live from the Kumi studio where the truth is still true. And we are the show that gives you a reason to live. Hello, how are you? This morning, an ex-con randomly punched three women in the face inside a busy Manhattan subway station. The women, strangers to each other, ranging in age from 27 to 63, around 10:15, 59th Street Station, were waiting for the downtown B when the 55-year-old stranger approached and unprovoked punched each woman in the face before walking away. In this situation, nobody knew anybody. They're bound together by this experience alone. A bystander told nearby cops, who arrested the unnamed attacker and took him to Bellevue for evaluation, he's experiencing charges pending, his victim's pain and swelling. Yes. Police sources on the force told the Post the puncher's previously been busted 65 times, 66 now as the number moves up with the addition of today's arrest. Well, it's getting violent out there because it's so hot, you know. The train cars are not all air-conditioned. If there's a car with a lot of seats, well, you can rest assured either there's a homeless guy on there with his shoes off or the air conditioner is not working, or both, which is worst-case scenario. Ryan Katz-Rivera is in the booth. Hey, Ryan.
Hello, how are you doing?
You ever punched anybody on the subway platform?
On the subway platform?
No.
That's a no.
Yeah. When's the last time you punched anybody?
That would be Gavin McInnes was having a talk at the NYU campus.
Oh, yes, I remember that. And Antifa showed up.
Antifa showed up, and I had to throw some bows.
Yeah, and so you ended up getting arrested for that, right?
I did.
Or was it because you had drugs on you or something?
Well, I did have drugs on me, but I was also arrested for the punch.
I see.
And they were not arrested for their punches. I got punched.
Well, they're anti-fascist, you see.
That's
so
right.
All they're trying to do is just stop fascism, and that's not illegal. That makes everything they do legal.
That's true.
You got to get with the times. Things are changing. It's basically self-defense in a way. A private school teacher was jailed for 17 years for raping a student. That's right. A teacher at a top private school yesterday jailed for 17 years for raping a pupil he had groomed. Yes. He looks like a grooming motherfucker. This gentleman here looks as if like the beak on that guy. You know what I mean? He looks very much like we earn it. That guy, you know, I'm trying to remember where
he looks like
the paper chase or something.
You know, like the reboot for the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, right.
He looks like one of those.
The pedophile in that movie was terrifying.
Yeah, it's weird that they added that.
Yeah. Now, this guy obviously was taken this morning. He's walking in his... that's James' husband. He's 68 now. The 16-year-old teacher, 16-year-old girl said, now 68, told the 16-year-old girl. I see she was 16 at the time. And so, like, when he was having sex with her, I suppose, or trying to talk her into it, this James' husband, now 68, he told the 16-year-old girl, it's okay, I've had a vasectomy. That's what she was concerned about, I'm sure. Please don't put your dick in me. It's okay. I've had a vasectomy. His victim has had been earmarked for a place at Cambridge, but once they found out she was damaged goods, like, not interested, I guess. Now, she actually, her grades dropped because of a 3-year cycle of abuse. This happened a long, long time ago, back in 1990. The victim was 14 when the abuse began. When the grooming began, I suppose. The grooming was as part of the abuse. You don't groom them for abuse, you abuse them by grooming. And that's often misunderstood. Now, Jim Husband. I bet he'd be a good husband, you know?
Yes.
I'm Jim Husband. What are you talking about?
Jim Husband's my middle name.
His middle name is Good. Good. Good husband. Yes, I'm a good husband. You better believe it. I seldom molest children anymore. 14. Oh, my goodness.
Most of the time is grooming-based.
It's mostly grooming, but the cash-in, it happens, and, well, here we are. This happened a long time ago, and she was left with a life sentence, it says, of anorexia, suicidal thoughts, and self-harm. But I'll tell you what, considering all those suicidal thoughts, you know, I bet you James' husband wished she would have just kind of succumbed to that. You know what I mean?
Just passed away on her own accord.
Just go ahead and check out. Don't get me in trouble. Don't take me down with you. Self-harm and anorexia. You know, I don't see how anorexia is a disease, right?
I think so. It's
how
also,
do you get a disease? So it's a disease you can get from sexual abuse?
Oh, is that what? I thought self-harm was opening up for anorexia at the Mercury Lounge.
Yeah. Suicidal thoughts, special guest. All right. In an impact statement, she said the grooming process was devious and malignant by making me feel special for the first time in my life. Well, sorry you felt special for the first time in your life. My God. I mean, a little gratitude. You know, a teacher does good as well as harm. You can't lump all that stuff in. There's nothing wrong with the grooming if it makes you feel so special. I became dependent on him for my own feeling of self-worth. Well, welcome to life. That's the way it is. Always trying to... I don't like it when you're faced that way.
Oh, I'm looking at the monitor.
I know. You're looking at the monitor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's see if you are.
I am. Oh, also, I got a... Because I was going to bring up the Mercury Lounge joke. I don't think anybody saw it coming, but Gavin recited a Mercury Lounge reference on the New York City Crime Report Live this past week.
Oh, yeah. Nobody saw that coming.
Do you know what we did see coming? A little tiff between he and, remember the heckler guy? Rizzo?
Rizzo?
We have footage if you want to see.
Oh, there was a tiff?
A clip.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Of course. Yeah, that was a fun night last Wednesday at West Side Comedy Club. Now we have this girl there. So let's watch it. Put it on. Don't introduce it if you don't have it. We're going to wait. We'll just sit here.
The character's name is Ratso Rizzo. In the movie Midnight Cowboy. Justin Hoffman plays the Gosler. So I said Ratso Rizzo, and then you go, Rizzo.
What an asshole.
I'm helping anyone. Oh, Ratso Rizzo. That reminds me of the word Rizzo. Are you going to be jumping in when I say the? Rizzo.
Personal thought. Okay, sorry.
That's it. Yeah, personal thought. Exactly. Shut up. That's a Rizzo. Rizzo. Echo douche. By the way, Echo douche, you're playing at Mercury Lounge. Yeah. I know the basis, so I forget that. Anyway.
Same joke right there. You know something? Gavin McInnes is confident that shirt is not going to catch on. You know, he'll be wearing a shirt that no one else is wearing. So long as you stay in an Osama bin Laden shirt, you know, you'll be practically the only one who wears one in this country anyway. I suppose they're really big in Saudi Arabia, though. Maybe. You think so?
I think, what, the band Osama bin Laden?
The shirt Osama bin Laden. The Osama
yeah, I don't
bin
know
Laden.
Where you would get your hands on one of those, but he...
It's not a small picture of him either. It's a rather large picture of Osama
huge.
Bin Laden.
Yeah, it's like a Latin rapper that passed away type shirt.
I think that's a good way of letting people never forget.
Yeah.
You know? But, remember?
Probably had to be expensive shipping costs.
That's Bobo sitting
Bobo's
at the desk.
Here.
Hey, how's it going, Bobo?
It's going good.
Well, look at you in your Met gear, and you're excited about the Mets this year? How are they playing?
Unfortunately, we haven't been doing that well this year.
Yeah, why not?
It's been a combination of injuries, underperforming, all this that happens.
The team has injuries.
Yeah.
And they're underperforming.
Yep.
That's a goddamn shame. Well, okay, do what you can. Let's see here. How would you feel, Bobo, if you were earmarked for a place at Cambridge University? Now, try to get your mind around that. And then you failed to get the grades because of a 3-year cycle of abuse. Yeah, pretty bad, huh?
That'd be a recipe for lots of Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah, so she didn't mention alcoholism, but she mentioned some low self-worth there. Boy, I thought it was very malignant, that grooming. You ever been groomed?
No, not that I know of.
You want to be groomed? Okay. She said the court says court heard that she went to Canada. Oh, this is the best part. She went to see Chaplain Gary Dobby. Yes, that Chaplain Gary Dobby. About the abuse, and guess what he did? He also sexually assaulted her.
Oh, I didn't read that.
Yeah, Gary Dobby jumped in with his own version of sexual assault and abuse. And Dobby, he's 67. He was convicted last week of abusing 8 children as young as 12. He'll be sentenced at a later date. As young as 12. Now, 12, you know, it doesn't even end with a teen. If it was 2 teen, it wouldn't sound so bad.
That's the
but
cutoff.
It's not. It's 12. 13 is the cutoff to where you actually go, okay, I could see it, you know.
I'll admit it. I'll admit something here.
Okay.
Is that when I was in middle school, I was searching, you know, I didn't know about private searching, so I had searched up pornography, and one of the things I had searched that was discovered by my parents was teen porn. But you see, I was a teen, so I couldn't relate to big, voluptuous women.
Mm. It's a good thing you weren't a child.
That's true.
Because then you would have typed in child porn.
That's correct. Now, we've talked about this, too. I also have a photograph from a paramour of mine from high school.
A paramour, you say?
I haven't looked at it since I've turned this age.
In my second marriage, I had a paramour,
mm-hmm.
except she wasn't really she wasn't very attractive. She was like a paraless.
That's so above you. I don't know why you did that.
It's just above me. You're right. It is way above me.
Literally for me, you did that.
Yeah. Okay.
So
you have a picture you're going to show me?
I had a paramour, but then I lost one.
Of the paramour?
I lost one.
What do you mean you lost one?
I had a pair of them.
Okay. Paramours.
Get it, Bobo?
Yep, I get it.
And I'm losing my patience for this part of the show. You got a picture of Gary Dobby?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Abusing 8 children as young as 12. See what somebody who looks like who abuses children as young as 12.
Dobby. Oh, that wasn't the other guy.
Gary Dobby.
I thought it was.
You said you had a photo of Gary Dobby.
I thought it was this guy.
Five-ish.
No, that's Five-ish Finkel, exactly. Yeah.
That's
James' husband.
He looks like a Gary Dobby.
Gary Dobby looks just like James' husband, where they really do all look the same. So, yeah, if you went to the guidance counselor and you're like, hey, listen, I've been abused. Well, tell me more. Would you like to have a seat? Would you like a cocktail? How about, a little sex?
Oh, I got some Gary Dobby for you.
All right, let's see some Gary Dobby.
He is a queep.
Give me a scoop of Gary Dobby and one scoop of James Husband. I want the Dobby first. Give me a dab of Dobby. Ooh, that's more than a dab of Dobby.
A Dobby will do
it. A dab will do you. That's more than a dab. Look at this guy talking on his big blue phone. He looks like he's talking into an 8-track tape.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Look at that guy. He's concerned. He's like, what? Allegations? I think I'm Indiana Jones. I hate guys who think they're Indiana Jones. What is it about middle-aged boomers, like aging boomers, who they always want to like go with a hat and be like some kind of Indiana Jones-looking asshole?
Yeah, like they're on safari for some reason.
Yeah, exactly. They think, I've been around, you see. You should listen to what I say. Look at this guy. There he is with his. He's still got that same blue phone. Yes, look at him there.
He looks like
that. The way of dressing all around. Okay, he's got the McFly, the vest, and then the like a homemade sweater there or something.
Yeah, that's insanity.
There's a lot of colors going on there.
That's how people dress up in like video games when you could like just pick whatever you want.
Yeah, they go. How about
I'm the loudest guy out there.
Yeah, he looks like he's on his way to McDonald's, you know, on dress like the building day.
he looks like you ever see the movie Blank Man with one of the Damon Wayans?
Uh-huh.
He looks like a villain in that, and then this is like his alter ego.
Oh, right. When he's a villain, he's all dressed up like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Going, yes, kill them!
Indiana McJones.
Seize them!
I want that Blank Man dead, you hear
How many
me?
Cartoons have we seen where someone says, seize them?
Couple.
It's a very commonly uttered phrase in the cartoon world. All right, well, enough of this shit. I'll tell you something. Police said the victim showed real courage, though. I have to say that. Real courage, you know? She only waited 28 years. It was less than 28 because I guess she reported it in 16. Oh, here we go. To report husband and Dobby's abuse in 2016. The whole shit happened in 1990? 26 years. Well, that's a lot of courage there, especially since you have no self-worth. It brings to 5 the number of Christ's hospital school teachers convicted of sexual abuse. Peter Webb and Peter Burr. Any relation, Peter?
No, I've never met them.
Different Peters. They were jailed last year for offenses between the 60s and 80s. Christ, you were never in the clear. If you did anything a long time ago, you better make sure that person's dead. You better kill anybody that you have sex with, I think. Rape. You know, you can be in trouble these days for things that aren't even a thing, like Chris Hardwick. You know, Chris Hardwick's in trouble for being possibly, allegedly, sort of a jerk. The Catch Me Outside girl is very upset about the death of her friend, XXX Tentacion, XXX, liquor, porn. Triple X. Tacion. Her name is Danielle. Cash Me Outside. Bregoli. I can't believe you knew her name. You referred to her by her name.
Yeah,
to me earlier. You're like, Bregoli. Yeah, Dana Bregoli. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I don't know who that is. Boy, oh boy, you can see how upset she is when she's being... She is a... This is a rapper, by the way. And she says we need to take this as a wake-up call to all these 6'9s, all these trippy reds. She's really showing her knowledge there. That's her, Danielle Bregoli. Cash me outside. How about that? Mm-hmm. Well, this guy's dead now. I don't know anything about Triple X Tentacion.
Yeah, I did a little research on him.
Did
he's
you?
Interesting.
Well, do you have anything to tell me about it? Just that he's interesting?
Yeah, I had him all wrong, actually.
You had him all wrong?
Yeah, I thought he was he looks like a really, a hood rapper, tough guy, but he's actually I'd like to go to Coachella and, just smoke bongs and talk about the world kind of guy.
Oh, look at that. He's got a weed plant growing on his head. It's very much like a cactus. That guy is dead now. He's dead. He dead. Dana Bregoli's pretty upset. Do we have video of her being upset?
We do.
Will it take a while to watch that?
A little bit.
Okay.
No.
She says, all these motherfuckers who want to act tough and hard, and then when people get a hold of them, it's not funny anymore.
The music world was rocked by the passing of X. Do you have any thoughts, reflections, moments?
First of all, I'm a little concerned about this.
We just need to take this as much as we're going to miss him and everything. We just need to take this and it needs to be a wake-up call to all these 6'9s and all these trippy reds and all these motherfuckers who want to act all tough and hard. And then when people really get a hold of them, it's not funny anymore. We lost X because of this, because people want to act all big and bad. Is this what y'all needed? Now X is gone. Is this does this make any sense?
I was trying to say, we should set up for the weather. Is that possible? I mean, since we got an extra set of hands. You can do it with an eye roll. It's fine.
You now, do you understand? This is real life. This is not no fucking video game.
This is not no fucking video game.
Is your approach different? Are you going to try to sort of have a new way about you and maybe try to spread more love? And
I don't do nothing. What do you mean?
There's
yeah, what does she do?
What does she do? You know what she does? She says, cash me outside. How about that?
How about that?
And she's trying to fight people outside, trying to act all big and hard. But in reality, she's not.
You know, this whole
she's
thing,
She's just
though,
a little girl.
This whole thing, I think, stems from they made her famous to kind of as a distraction from that Dr. Phil clip. It was a really creepy moment.
Distraction.
The Dr.
Phil clip. I don't know.
It looked famous. Like a real life version of that South Park episode.
This right here. Oh, so what is this? So it's a distraction, you say? A red herring to make us look the other way?
Yeah, there was this awkward Dr. Phil interview.
Oh, let's have a look.
Sure.
This is an evil girl here. I think she's the Antichrist. She's obviously very smart, but you're very clearly the baddest bitch on the street. I mean, I've looked at the pictures. I go through the pictures like this with my hands against your face by accident. That's genuine bonding and intimacy.
Wow.
Oh, here go the waterworks.
Have you been hurt along the way?
Nope.
I'm prepared to hurt a child and really hurt her. I'm prepared to sleep with you every night by accident.
He looks thrilled.
So I think they're trying to cover that up. So
you know
like,
what?
Let's make
yeah,
her
they,
famous.
And they wanted to make her look real bad. Yeah, you're right. They wanted to kind of smear her reputation.
Yeah.
Because that could have come out. Because
he wanted to sleep with her every night by accident.
Yeah, he said his fist might hit her face by accident.
Yeah,
you know, and
he's prepared to hurt a child,
but only on accident.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Only in the event of some sort of accident. And say I am falling down a flight of stairs, and you're at the bottom of those stairs, and I start swinging on the way down, trying to catch myself.
It's an accident.
you might run into her face, and then you might just like land on top of her, dick first, and it might go right into her pussy on accident.
Over and over again.
He's prepared to sleep with her on accident.
He sure is.
Good Lord, that was something else. And that paper was making so much, it's like it was mic'd or something. It was so creepy.
Yeah, like, pfft, pfft.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was just, it was a long, awkward moment. Wow, okay, yeah. So I have a different view of her now.
Yeah.
She's giving this interview outside, by the way.
We
have caught her outside.
Successfully, yes.
And nothing happened, so that was an empty threat.
Well, that's all on the reaction from her. But there are plenty of other reactions, such as, and there's an upcoming story with this guy, 6ix9ine.
All right, you're talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine, my favorite rapper, if I have one, which
Japanese
I don't.
Japanese named.
Yes, Tekashi 6ix9ine sounds like a video game, rather, doesn't it? Like, oh, yes, look, that's her. And
it's a guy.
Oh, yeah. Look at the eyebrows.
That's feminine, but it
now,
is
this
a man.
Is the, before he had the $150,000 rainbow grill.
Unless he took it out, this could be like a post-show decompression type Tekashi. It is a solemn note he's hitting us with. So
it's sort of a candid shot.
Yeah.
Well, he was picked up at JFK on Wednesday last week, even while we were doing New York City Crime Report Live at Westside Comedy Club. He was in jail. He was jailed at Rikers, picked up, taken there, held by his cellmate for a little while, and it freaked him out. He actually caught some shit from some Trinitarios. Did you know about that?
No, I didn't.
They said, this guy's a bitch. They called him a bitch. And they were very aggressive with him, and he was frightened. He begged the judge to let him out on Thursday. And Judge Scherzer, her name is, she said, I'm not letting you out yet. I don't think you've learned your lesson. Not specifically did she say that, but she said something similar.
To the effect?
Yes, as a judge does. So cash me outside. How about that?
So here he's talking about that dead guy, Tenakshon.
Oh, let's hear what he has to say.
X-Spread, nothing but positivity. Nothing but positivity. Always called me on the phone, Danny, are you okay? Danny, yo, you doing this the right way. Just try to do more of this. Like, you could call me, talk to me, like, what's going on? Yo, fuck all that beef shit, fuck all that.
Fuck
knowing
all that
he was nothing
fuck
but positive,
chicken,
nobody
chicken.
Wanted to harm him. You know what I'm saying?
Dog.
There's probably like 100,000,000 people out there trying to kill me.
A honey million?
And I just take like.
Is that a new expression, honey million?
Yeah, it's a whole hive, essentially.
I'm a judge hat here. 100,000,000. I can't understand. I can't even understand a lot of what he says. He talks and talks, and you can't even understand him because he's all ghetto from down in Bedlam, Crimison.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where he's from. He's only 22, and he's already had a platinum single.
Shit.
That song, Gummo. Are you making fun of my talking?
No.
Okay, I wish you wouldn't. Gummo from ghetto. Gummo from the ghetto, and he won himself a... And then he strangled a fan down in Houston. Strangled a fan.
Sure did.
Put his arms right around his throat. He's aimed at 16.
Huh.
And that's what he's in trouble for.
But what did the fan do?
Well, I don't know. Probably just... You know, come out to see him, they might have said something he didn't like. But he didn't deserve to be strangled, I'm pretty sure. At least that's the way the police saw it. Hell. You know, he also, we talked about what he done in 2015, he was arrested.
Yeah, I want to know more about this one, because the word molested is very vague.
Arrested for molested. Well, it's vague, but, you know, I'll tell you exactly what he did. I got it right here. I got it in my notes. Talk about 6ix9ine, right? He didn't do 6ix9ine that I know of. He might have. Famous for doing 6ix9ine. Look at him there. He's weird looking, ain't he? I usually try not to say that, but he's a weird looking guy. There he is rapping. What he did was, let's see here. October 2015, his real name's Hernandez, Daniel Hernandez, pled guilty to one felony count of use of a child in a sexual performance. Use of a child in a sexual performance. Hernandez charged with three counts of the offense after the incident where he had sexual contact with a 13-year-old girl and later distributed videos of the incident online. These videos are described in the criminal complaint against Hernandez. In the first video, the child engages in oral sexual intercourse. Oral sexual intercourse. Well, you don't have much of a reaction
like
to this. Yeah, that's probably the sound it made. Some slurping, licking. It says while the defendant, the child engages in that with, not on him, though, with Taquan Anderson, while the defendant, Daniel Hernandez, stands behind the child, making a thrusting motion with his pelvis and smacking her on the buttocks. Child is nude in the video.
What?
She's nude, getting her buttocks smacked by this guy. And it says, the other videos show the child sitting on the lap of Hernandez while her breasts are groped by Anderson, and later sitting naked across the laps of Anderson and Hernandez. What do you think of that? About that's right. That is not right to do with a 13-year-old girl. Not even for you.
Yes.
Rapper. Not even for you either.
Oh, yes.
Had enough of that for now.
Sure.
Under the plea deal, it says Hernandez had to obtain his GED. And not only that, not only did he have to get his GED, had to refrain from posting sexually explicit or violent images of women or children to social media for 2 years. Well, not comment and not commit another crime for 2 years. Well, he failed his GED test. And then he punched, he assaulted a cop somehow or another. And then he choked this fan. And, yeah, it's like something. He's going to have to face those charges down in Houston. And he may be in a lot of trouble. He may go to jail for 3 years because he violated his probation, his parole, his probation, whatever you call this, when you're not in jail when you should be. $150,000 bail they let him out on so he could leave, and I guess they felt bad for him. So what did he do once he got out of jail?
He started a soccer league.
How about that? What a great guy. He's really turned over a new leaf. You know, he said, I've learned a lot in my short time of being incarcerated for one day. He begged on Thursday, let me out. I've learned a lot. I've really changed. Well, 13-year-old girl, naked, spanked. Now, is that video out? Do you have that video?
I have the video of him. He's handing out money.
Well, let's have a look. Yeah, he's handing out $20 bills to all the kids, grooming them.
I don't know if it's a grooming.
Feels like a groom.
If it feels like a groom and it walks like a groom, it's a groom.
We can't see it. You have to put it on the screen for us to see it.
It's one of those goofy Instagram. Okay, I'll get this straightened up.
Well, while you're getting that straightened up, maybe we should talk about our sponsors. As you know, this show is brought to you by cigarettes. God damn it!
Thank you.
When he hands out that first bill, it's dangerously close to his genitals.
Bail money, man.
Yeah, he kind of gets close to more genitals.
You see, I think what's going on is he's actually robbing these kids, and they're just rolling this video backward. They were all... He was stealing all their $20 that they all happen to have.
Okay.
It's worthless.
Worth, oh, yeah. He signed it. It is worthless, isn't it? Because you have to keep it. You can't spend it. He rendered it worthless. Life going on too long for you? Ready for a break? Well, just try the smooth flavor of cigarettes, you know? I enjoy them 20, 30 of these a day, sometimes more. Man, I tell you what, it's a big part of my life. They warn you not to do it, but doesn't that make you wanna? Cigarettes. Don't be afraid of... Don't fear the reaper. Yes, fearing the reapers for fags. Well, I sure could go for a nice, rich, smooth cigarette right now. Just the flavor of tobacco. Mm. Let's go to the weather, why don't we? We already know we're not.
Yeah, but
we won't do that because there's nothing happening in the weather.
If we have two things, we have a transcript of some lyrics from this Tekashi 69, and we also have video. What would you like first?
Well, why don't we watch the video while I'll read the lyrics?
Okay. Okay.
Do I have those lyrics here?
Yeah.
Are they in the script here? This is a look behind.
Somebody call the fucking doctor! Think I'm in a pussy, bet that she get gushy gushy. She want the whole game, but the long
get her pussy. I want the drip drip while I get my dick licked. Little sick bitch licking on my dick tip.
She a freak hoe, fuck her, she on beast mode.
Arch your back, put your hands on your knees, ho.
I'm on beast mode, shoot through the peephole.
Said he wants smoke, I don't really see it though. He doesn't believe he wants smoke. He's like, you want smoke, but I don't see it, yo. Well, look at this. Look how the party follows him around everywhere he goes, you know? I think that's where Dobby was going with his weird outfit. He was going to go hang out with 6ix9ine.
He'd be dressed appropriately, I'd say.
I think he would. He dresses just like Tekashi 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine.
And speaking of rap music, I got an album.
Speaking of rap music.
I got an album out right now.
You heard that Big A has an album?
I think Big A's got a movie. He's got a scary movie, but Bobo.
Yeah. No. Big A.
He has an album?
Yes.
What's it called?
He put it out under the name of Bobo. But it's all Big A.
Oh, I was confused. I thought.
See, I didn't want to confront you about that on the show today. A recorded all your music for you.
The EP is available at lobosound.com.
Wobosound?
Lobosound.com with Nell. /Bobo/. Yep.
Okay. And do we have a cut off of Bobo's album that we can hear?
I believe there's a sample on the website.
The computer just shut
down too bad.
Momentarily.
I bet it's good, though.
I think we could find it if we...
Oh, yeah.
You think that...
Search really hard for it.
I'm getting signals. Is that a signal?
Go ahead. I don't know what I'm talking about. I want to hear the song.
Okay.
If we're going to show 6969, why can't we show
a sample on the website?
Inferior rapper of no acclaim hasn't committed a crime.
So I'll find it.
We need a musical guest is what we need. We need Bobo to be our live musical guest. Would you do that? Would you appear live and rap for us?
Yeah, I will.
What are the songs about?
Well, they're
like living up in Maspeth. Straight out of Maspeth.
Yeah, there's a song
crazy motherfucker
Queen's
named
Cowboy.
Bobo. On a label called Lobo.
That's actually very good.
Thank you.
And here are the lyrics, P.S.
Yes, dick up in the pussy. I bet that shit get gushy gushy. She want the whole gang busting all in her pussy. Well, don't they all? I want the drip drip while I get my dick licked. Little sick bitch licking on my dick tip. Oh, this is obscene. This is really vulgar. I was not prepared. Trigger warning. Trigger warning for everybody who just read that.
It's trigger with a T.
You might feel yourself being triggered by these lyrics. Dick up in the pussy. Bet it get gushy gushy. Doesn't it always? I mean, it's gushy.
Yeah, when you get up in the pussy, it's very gushy.
It's nothing but gushy. It's nothing but gush.
And then she looks on the dick tip. It says
you want it to go drip drip.
Yeah,
of course.
Naturally,
he's just kind of like saying a lot of really obvious things there.
You put the dick tip in the pussy, it's gonna get gushy gushy.
Yes, thank you, Jerry.
Which is how it goes.
If your dick tip isn't dripping, then she's not doing her job.
So he did the soccer thing.
Oh.
He started a soccer.
She's going earmuffs over here. The weather girl is like, she's hearing too many words that she doesn't like. Yes, here they are playing soccer.
This is his soccer
team. The 6ix9ine league. But does that say tard up there?
It says
yeah.
Tard. Oh my god!
There's a
what,
lot
tard,
wrong.
And that's not
a number.
I don't know.
First of all, that's not the retarded one. I guess they reversed their jerseys or something. The retarded one's back there with a knife in his hand. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like a hook knife with a little...
Look at the weapons they're carrying. The one's got a club?
Well, no, that's that's an antique Irish blackthorn shillelagh.
How did you recognize that so quickly?
I just... You know,
it looks like a stick cover.
I did some research.
God, it looks like a snake-wrapped staff.
Yeah, like some kind of like something that Cleopatra would. I don't know. Medusa might have.
Is that person carrying a gun over there?
Yeah, that's a weapon. They gave the gun to the tard.
That is very irresponsible.
I think so.
And what's with the ball they're kicking? Is it like got his hair on it or something?
Yeah, I don't know how rainbow. That works. It's tattooed. It's got, you know, the 6'9", and it's got his hair on it.
Like, why can't he just coach regular soccer? You know, why does he have to? Although, you know what I have to say?
Yeah.
I just want to say, I'm reversing on this because I think that this guy has done something for the community here. Where would these kids be right now? They're clearly armed. They show up with guns. They show up with knives. They show up with sticks. He's like, you know what? Go ahead, play. You know, he lets them play.
That's not good, though. He's holding. That kid has a knife. That kid's got a gun. That kid's got an Irish antique shillelagh.
Okay, so you just want to take these kids and throw them in the garbage, right?
Well,
just throw them right in the garbage can. So goodbye. Bye-bye, kids.
I'm willing to say,
you can go rob something. He's trying to change their path.
If they had the weapons before, maybe that's fine, but I think he armed them because they're like
what makes you, oh, you're going to blame it on him. It's his fault that the kids are all armed these days.
I think he gave them
right,
the weapons.
Yeah, right, because, oh, the evil rap music.
How is a ball going to roll with a wig on it? Like, the tattoos are fine. It's
is
just
that really
aesthetic.
The biggest problem here?
It's not the biggest problem.
Is that really what's upsetting you?
The kid's got the ball's a little bit different. Irish shillelagh. And then
the kid brought
the
a shillelagh.
You don't think sense.
That? You think that this rainbow-haired,
harmless
rapper, in this case harmless.
Maybe he's harmless, but they're not.
Well, they're more harmless now. He's given them a chance to become harmless, I think.
I don't think that makes sense at all. I mean, it looks like they are having fun. I'll give you that. But
yes,
the jerseys don't even make
fun.
Sense. They're not even like the orange one. Or the purple ones should say 9, and the other ones should say 6. They're just all over the place. And that guy says tard.
It doesn't matter what they say, because numbers don't have any bearing on what happens in the game anyway.
There's
I guess you don't
letters.
Know much about soccer, but it doesn't really indicate a position or anything. Like baseball, you know, is the same way. They just have any old number. You know, football, it matters, but it doesn't matter for these kids.
That I didn't know, actually.
And they're spread out with the, you know, look how diverse.
I guess
you hate that, too. I guess you just hate the diversity,
it's not
the whole
the diversity.
Thing. Just seeing kids of different races together just makes you, it just really eats at you, doesn't
it? It's the weaponry. Like, how is he even holding that? That's not even a firm grip.
Stuck into
the
back of his hand. You know, he's not even holding it in a threatening way.
He doesn't even have a firm grip on that shillelagh. That thing weighs at least 15 pounds.
Are you sure?
It was wood, and now it petrified into, like, a stone type of material.
Wow.
So
I think maybe she got that weapon from you.
I know a lot about the shillelagh, but no, that should be in a museum, not in a child's hand with a 9 jersey that's purple.
Okay, this was taken over the weekend, correct?
Yeah.
Was anybody hurt? Was anybody injured?
Did
anybody get killed?
It.
Was anything robbed?
I haven't looked into it. So
I think we would have heard. Right. I think we would have heard. I say good for him. Good for Tekashi 6'9" for restraining himself, too, because there's some 13-year-olds there, I think. And was he videotaping them, having sex with them, as he's purported to do? No. No, he's not. Well done. Well done for the community. I wish they all played soccer. Because I hate children, and I hate soccer. So,
but you like children with weapons. A children with a weapon is an improvement. Because it's...
I like children with weapons being given an alternative activity to do with them, yeah.
Agree
and
to
if,
disagree.
And if they're on the field, then they are not robbing my home.
Unless you're Tom Hanks stranded on an island, don't put hair on your soccer ball.
There's no crying in soccer!
There's no wigs on soccer balls!
That was Wilson the soccer ball.
Yeah.
Well, give me another story or something to talk about here. You have anything? Videos, perhaps? Talking to you, Ryan.
Oh, I'm not mic'd. That whole time I was a mic'd, I had gold spewing out of my face. Well, this is an attempted hit on one of the son of the Bonanno family boss.
It's the Bonanno, not the Bonanno, oh. Silly.
Bonanno. Opals and...
Shoot a Bonanno? That's a Bonanno.
Opals and Bononos.
All right. So here, oh, yes, that's right. He pulled right up in front of the home and firing away, gets out of the car, fires a few shots right into him. This is the son of crime boss, Bonanno crime boss.
How did he miss him there?
I'm not sure what occurred there. They always seem like they're in such a hurry, don't they? You know, they always just—they're half running while they're shooting. It's like they're just, why rush off?
Yeah, he's got all the time in the world.
Take
because
your
that guy's
time.
Not armed.
Measure once, measure twice, shoot once, or four times. Measure twice, shoot fourths. Thrice, I believe would be the word. Thrice, thrice.
I think what's going on is like, hey.
Man, this guy just keeps coming by, doesn't he?
What's going on?
Like over and over again. You'd think that he'd just see him coming after
he's
a while.
He's trying the same role again. He's like, it worked last time. Let me just do whoop.
That's it never works, man. He always chases him right down.
Yeah.
Rolls right up on the curb. And why are we pixeling out his face, I wonder.
Yeah, I don't know. That is odd.
We know who he is.
Yeah.
He's Bonanno.
He's a, yeah,
Bonanno. Like, Bobo's getting bored. He's leaving.
I'm just going to the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, by all means. Just go to the bathroom.
We also have Brian over here, too.
Who's hey, Brian. How are you? Nice to see you.
Avid Compound Media fan. He's awesome. Yes. He retweets and likes most of my stuff, and I thank him for it.
How about that? It's as a true fan would. From down in Tennessee, one of the states that I am possibly from, you came up for a little skank fest action.
Yes.
And did you get in bed with any skanks?
Unfortunately not.
No, that's too bad. Which skank would you most like to have sex with?
I can't say all three, can I?
Yes, you can.
I'm going to say all three. I don't want anyone...
Triple teamed by the Legion of Skanks? You don't want to make anybody feel bad.
Yeah.
We got
welcome. I would have said Dave Smith.
Comments, all of them from the ghost of John Sahag.
Okay.
Digging the new background.
Thank you.
They were speculating, is that Bobo or Ryan giggling? That was Bobo.
Yeah.
He said, people walk around with Che Guevara shirts. What's the difference? I guess that's in response to the Taliban shirt.
Yeah. I mean, there is no difference. No, Che Guevara is even worse.
And then a very good question.
People don't walk around with those. Assholes do.
And you know, assholes walk around with Irish antique blackthorn shillelaghs. So... also, he says, where can we see that live New York City Crime Report video? And we're working
here,
on that.
Right here is where you can see it. In drips and drabs, sure. Until it's all gone.
Next year, it'll be complete.
Yeah. If you put all those episodes together, go back, clip them out, you'll have the whole thing. Thanks for asking about that. I'm glad there's an interest in that. Or maybe he just likes Gavin.
I think this might be a jab here, but he says, Ryan, ask Pat if he's aware that he's the only person on planet Earth that still purchases a newspaper.
No, that's not a jab, and I am aware. I get a letter of appreciation every year from the New York Post. Sometimes I even buy the Daily News, you know, just because I want to show the cover. And, I know. That's the thing about it. I was saying, you know, when we had June, they actually, you know, were putting a man inside because June was like gay month, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it being gay month, they were like, let's put a fella instead of the usual sexy woman that we'll sometimes have here on this page.
Yeah, I saw that. I remember you showed me that. You said New York Post is slipping. It's official.
Oh, I mean, you know, with all due respect.
Yeah.
He'd been slipping for years, the New York Post. And look, here's the problem. People who buy the newspaper are me. You know what I mean? Like it's some guy in his 40s who probably buys it at the same store every day, and is just stubbornly still buying an actual newspaper. So, you know, like you think the gays are going to see that there's a photo of a guy without his shirt on, and go, "This is the paper for us now."
Well,
and charge. They're going to rush the newsstands there in the West Village.
I have a theory that...
Oh, my God! Look at this photo!
Well, they were all, like, you know, they came to town from a whole bunch of spots, so, like, that was a souvenir, probably, where they're like, I got to pick this up.
Look at this. It's not even that sexy, though, you know what I mean?
Like, I don't know.
It's really hard to find some gay porn out in the village. Yeah. Whoops.
Cheers.
Mm.
But, Yeah, so there was that, and, But do they make you wear a suit? Like, if you're not wearing a suit, can you still purchase it? It's like when not having ID when you're buying alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not wearing a suit when I go in and purchase it. I'm usually still in my robe and slippers.
So they're okay with that? All right.
Yeah, I mean, they know that I wear a suit later, so that's okay.
Right, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
But they have to at least see you in it once.
You're wearing it, they don't mind what you wear. It's not such a big deal.
We do have weather coming up,
like with...
We
with
got some...
Side tip weather girl, I hope.
There is some... a slight tech holdback, but can I tell you that today...
A slight Tekashi 6ix9ine, yeah.
I had a free trip on the train because last week... when I came in, our train hit a bus. Did I tell you about that?
Oh, yeah, you mentioned it, yeah.
So I got a free ride today because I was like, do I get compensated for that? And they said, you know, sure.
So they compensated you.
They did.
How much? Just the price of a ride?
Yeah, just one ride. There's video of the
accident
of this jammy going down.
Okay.
And you know, if it just came right up without an ad,
wow,
that'd be pretty awesome.
You know, if we did the show at this pace, always, yeah, we could pretty much go 24 hours a day. I think we could go 24/7. What are we? Oh, this is what happened.
That was the bus. Yeah.
Oh boy, this is a man. Oh man, was,
what happened, Dan?
Right in Garfield.
It's an ugly looking right accident
Garfield
here.
Oh, you don't expect this kind of thing in Garfield.
Across the tracks, just north of Plowderville station.
You can see just north of Plowderville. Oh my Christ!
End, ripping off the front end of that bus. Now we
this
are
is live week old footage
injury
of a bus accident.
Injuries unknown, but cause of crash unknown as well.
I was on the train.
But the bus hit the train.
Yeah.
So okay, sorry.
Transit.
Train accident.
Train hits bus. There's actually footage of the hit.
Why are we obsessed with your life? I don't understand. That's fine. Let's look at the footage of the hit.
All right, here's the hit.
The moment of impact, just before 5 o'clock this evening.
Wow, that's pretty good.
If you could see me right there.
On the Bergen County line. Swipe the front of the bus.
Wow, the guy was just pulled up
too
damn far. That's what happens.
He got stuck on the tracks.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. The humanity.
I'm right in the last.
Now, that driver's dead, right? You gotta be dead.
No, she's not dead, but she got injured because she went back for her purse on the bus. It's like you can get the purse after it collides with a train. But she went back on the bus to try to get the purse. So there's one injury, and that was from her, the bus driver. You don't have to robot.
Okay. Good.
You could.
Thank God. No, I don't have to. Let's go to weather with Alexis Deloney. Oh, my God. Oh, the weather's pretty hot there, it looks like. It's like Jim Morrison's niece is doing the weather.
Sorry, did you say something?
While we were dozing off, I thought you were giving a sultry look.
No. I thought, are we done with the bus story?
No, yeah.
I'm awake.
Dozed off during that bus story.
Sorry, that was like a lot. So.
Look at your
sorry
dress right there. My God, it was
really
so good.
Hot.
Yeah, it's something
hot
about the reflection of that fire right there on the dress. It really brings out the colors.
Well, I'm happy to hear
yeah
that.
Yeah, you look good in an apocalyptic, you know, whatever the fuck is going on. It looks like some kind of a big event, though. Where are you reporting from?
Well, Manhattan, because it's
oh,
melting.
Oh, shit. It is happening in Manhattan. It is hot. Oh, I see. This is just
there's a weather
how hot it is
advisory until 6 p.m. tomorrow.
A weather advisory. Stay out of the heat.
Yes, unless you would like to breathe in the pure smog.
Don't get too overheated out there. Oh, boy. Yeah.
So shall we go into the weather?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Perhaps we should look at a map first.
Okay. Do we have a... Well, I think we're looking at the map.
Oh, all right. Well,
in the meantime, I'll read this from page 6. Paul Mercurio in a courtroom. Yeah, well, that may be lousy, but in a deposition, a load of laughs. Yes, he was a lawyer. Mergers and acquisitions. That's what he says. I was a lawyer. Mergers and acquisitions. Paul Mercurio today in today's post. Paul M.F. Mercurio pointing. He's saying, look at that. That's what I want. It's way over there. That's
to your upper left. Yeah.
Yeah, it's up and to the left. In one club, he says he met Jay Leno and gave him a bunch of jokes. He said, you think like a lawyer. Too wordy. But he hired me $50 a joke for The Tonight Show. I'd send them in. No comedian knew I was on Wall Street. When I started working real places like Caroline's, I gave my mother heart failure. Now it's an Emmy and a wife. See? A dog, a kid, an apartment. It's so easy to get all those things except for the Emmy and possibly the Peabody. And it talks about his TV credits. Wow, that is quite a puff piece there from Cindy Adams about Paul Mercurio. Glad I came across it. Okay, let's go back to the weather.
Thanks, Pat.
Oh, yes. Okay, do it.
Great, sorry. I have to just like, wipe this off. I'm just like sweating.
It's like you're dripping down right, through,
yes,
between your legs.
It is definitely hot.
I want to go drip.
Very, very, very hot.
Getting
not
on
like
the dip.
K-pop song hot, but
keep,
anyway.
Keep it right on her. I'm just going to sing.
So this is Manhattan.
One up in the pussy. Gushy gushy.
Here and it's on fire.
On fire there.
Okay.
It looks like red across most of the south.
It is. And like I said, there's an advisory warning until 6 p.m. tomorrow. So if you're elderly or you have any sort of health conditions or allergies or
sensitivities. A lot of elderly people watching, yes.
Yeah, a lot of elderly people. So don't go outside. Yeah. And I also like to announce that in a couple days, I'm going to be going to Vegas.
Vegas? What are you doing in Vegas?
We're having a reunion, and we're going to go see...
Like a graduation reunion of your massage classes and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and
boy,
we're going to have a 10-year reunion.
10-year reunion.
From high school, and I'm definitely going to be seeing Gwen.
So good, good, good. Gwen, yes.
Staying at the Aria, and it's going to be great.
The Aria with Gwen?
The Aria.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Aria.
It's going to be lots of fun.
Yeah, I like the Aria. Oh, is the Aria of Dennis? I've never heard of that one. I know most of the casinos.
Well, it's an MGM hotel, but it's one of the newer ones.
Oh, I see. You like to play games?
I do like to play
games.
I like to play games.
You like to play?
Roulette's my favorite, but
roulette, yes.
Odds.
No,
and,
it's very easy to play, though. You just put your money down, spin the wheel. They take your money away.
Craps is the best odds, and that's my other favorite game other than blackjack.
Watch the profanity. I like to play poker in the casinos. They don't have too many poker games, though.
They have like a million poker games.
Right, but they're video poker and three-card poker. I'm talking about poker, where you play against other people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, you've...
They play for ridiculous stakes there, too. I like these, you know, like a play game with a little bit of, you know, it's not so expensive.
If you go off the strip and you go downtown to, like, Fremont Street, then, like, that's how I like to roll. Like,
are you trying to send me downtown to Funnel Cakeville?
I enjoy funnel cakes.
I'm not going down there. Now, one thing they do is they drop a little bit of water there from the ceiling. I enjoy that.
I've never had
water from the ceiling. It's a nice little... Oh, and they have the light show at night, too.
Ooh.
Light show downtown. You seen that?
I don't think I've seen
that. Fremont Street. Yeah.
Well, I got to pick that up. Anyway, I like...
You get yourself a fried Twinkie for me when you're down there. Fried.
Yum, yum, yum.
You're right in your mouth.
The
cream
is the best part, though.
The cream
is... I just kind of like to pull off the crust.
Drip, drip. Right in the middle, yeah.
Drink the cream.
Yeah, the cream's good. It's warm. Right in the middle of all that nice, crusty, sweet stuff.
I think it's supposed to be 102.
In your mouth. 102 in Vegas? It's a dry heat, as they say, not a creamy heat.
Yeah.
All right, well, enjoy your games. Tell Gwen I said hi.
Osho?
And do me a favor, put 50 on black and 50 on red.
Right. Will do, Pat.
And just go, well, that didn't work. Thank you very much. Alexis Deloney with the weather.
Thank you, Pat.
Well, the show really came to life momentarily, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
A lot of sex.
Ghost of John Sahag chiming in again saying, about getting your expletive out, lady? What else is this paywall for? The expletive was tits. Requesting.
That's nice.
See, this is why we can't trust.
Well, you see,
viewers.
We don't. I don't mind so much the expressing of the desire to see this, but I'm afraid that you know, not every woman, just because she's on Compound, is willing to do that for what we're paying. And if we could get maybe a GoFundMe,
we could.
I wonder if GoFundMe to see Alexis Deloney's breasts.
Breasts, yes.
Just one of them.
Just one tit.
Just one tit.
We can
see.
Tit.
I mean, how much would you contribute? We'll find out.
Okay, I'll figure it. Also, Rael himself, 9 minutes ago. Yeah.
Rael?
Now, this, it's, yes. I mean, you want to get a little prepared for it. But check this shit out.
Fucking Rael.
Rael himself.
Pat planning on attending the topless Raelian parade again next month. Yeah.
I showed the episodes to someone.
Well, thanks for showing him, Rael. We appreciate that. My God, yes. And we will be there next month for the Go Topless Day parade. My, oh my. I had no idea Rael was a fan.
He said you need to groom them first. That's a good point. We have to groom our weather girl first before the tits show.
Well, we're already good friends.
He says, I'm a subscriber. Isn't that enough? Spice up this show. John Saw getting a little feisty.
Well, Well, okay, spice it up, okay? Let's spice it up. You want to spice it up?
Drip Drip says, let's play games.
You want to take your shirt off? Take your shirt off. Take it off.
I can't.
Can't. It's stuck. It's stuck. His shirt is literally stuck.
Come on.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's play a game. Alexis Deloney, please come back in. And here's what we'll do. This is a new feature on the show.
Under her breath, she just said, oh, Jesus.
How close will she come to showing her thighs? Okay. So we do spin on that. The wrong dress? Okay. Yeah, right. It's nice and form-fitting and perfect.
It doesn't have any... can't, you know...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you pan down? Is it possible? Yeah. Oh, you might have to stand on a stool
also
or something.
Your mic.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait. No, I'll tell you what. This will be great.
Get a mic, yep.
Yeah, so get the mic. And stand in position now. We're going to, on camera, she will be seeing how far she will pull up her dress. Okay, she's doing it right now. She's pulling it up. It's like,
whoa.
Jesus fucking.
Wow.
That is further than I expected. Oh.
You're brave. This is a brave chick.
And she has no panties on. That is surprising.
Can you do a spin? I don't mean to overstep
my... Wow, that's
my...
guts. We really should pan down for this, if you can.
Technically, a wedding at this point.
Oh, boy. You're just going to wear it like that?
That's crazy.
She's going to wear it at her waist like a shirt.
How does it stand? That the dress is, stand? Maybe it, you starch the,
what
the curtain of the
happened
dress.
To the
material?
But it's... Good Lord.
Yeah.
I could look
Brazilian?
At this. I could look at this all day.
Is that a Brazilian or like a homemade job?
Yeah,
it looks good.
It's really
it looks
like homemade. Have you ever tried to wax yourself?
You ever tried to talk into a microphone, girl? Snap, snap.
Mm.
Do you ever try to wax yourself?
Oh, he's tried waxing on and waxing off himself.
It's
really hard, and you have to be better at
yes,
yoga.
We're all really hard.
In med school, I used to try and do that.
Down, for Christ's sake, please, before she pulls it back down again.
Yeah, I think that's.
Okay.
Still there.
Jesus. Can you give me a little so I would see the behind on the just some oh yeah. Nice. Oh yeah, that's the part she doesn't want us to see. Don't look at that. Look at my vagina all you want. I can't believe we've seen this. Okay, well thank you very much, Alexis. That was pretty amazing.
Woo-hoo.
How about that? We did it.
Yeah.
We didn't even need a GoFundMe and we saw the beaver.
Yeah. Yeah.
So well, all right. We must have some crime videos or something, right?
Yeah, we got some crime videos. Here we go.
Peter Stroke last week. What a fucking weirdo that guy turned out to
be,
huh?
A fucking jerk. Here is a fleeing cop.
This is in Ohio. After a... He pulled over James Patton for driving without headlights. They noticed that the interior of his car smelled like weed. They asked him to step out of his car, but instead he drove off, dragging one of the officers with him for nearly 2 miles. Oh my goodness. He now faces charges including felonious assault on a police officer, failure to comply with a police officer, resisting arrest. Well, you don't expect someone all high to be so jumpy here to take off like this. Look at that. My God. You motherfuckers.
Like, that's crazy.
Go after him. Guys, are you okay? All right.
Get him.
Trying to get your hat, Daddy.
Well, it's safe to say when driving a car full of weed, make sure everything in your car is working and your headlights are working.
Well, yeah, I don't think the headlights were working. I bet you they were working. He just didn't remember to turn them on. You know what I mean? Because he's all blazed up. You got to make sure you got your headlights on if you're all blazed up. Right? You like to get blazed?
Not really. There have been some little times I've done it, but I'm not really. I don't heavy do that.
You think that pussy's gushy-gushy up there?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, are we going to have to go to the Earl Campbell videos? What the hell? Maybe some something of interest, some crime?
No, we also have this. It's
Don't make me go to these other newspapers.
I won't do that. Oh, man.
All right.
I got it.
This okay, better be right comes. Fucking now. All right. What are we looking at? Your mic is not on.
Those are abs.
Oh, abs. Okay. We want to just... Look at the abs.
So cop approaches. She's like, hey, I'm a lady cop. I'm fucking you up because you're illegal or something.
Yeah, what's going
on?
He's
like, no, don't touch my guns. She's like, what guns? He's like, these.
And, okay, dude. That was quite a... Look at that. The cops pull right up and surrounded. They shot him.
They give him enough time to, like, are you sure you want to pull that weapon out? He's like, yeah, I'm going to pull the weapon out.
So he pulls the gun out here. When did he pull the gun out? Is it in his hand now? When you go in for that close-up, it doesn't really, like, enable us to quite catch all the action, you understand? Aggravated assault to a police officer. What's with the fucking superhero britches?
Yeah, that's in, like, an odd...
Okay.
That's like a reboot superhero.
Just don't show that again. Everybody's tired of it already. It's ridiculous. So how about the since we had the Subway punching, we got some. You have an email account, and I sent some Subway fight videos to that. How about some Subway fights where someone's fists accidentally run into somebody?
Like a
yeah, body blow. Look at my arm. It's weird, ain't it?
I can't see it yet.
It's in your email. Don't make me send it again, Brian. We have it in Parks Department. This is the Park Service guy right here. This motherfucker. City keeps giving this killer a pass and a fat paycheck, even with disturbing new claims of groping and sexual misconduct. Ooh. Well, this guy right here makes $105,000 a year. His name is Michael Palomar. Right there. Michael Palomar. This is why I have a newspaper, by the way, is because you can't count on... These fucking guys don't have to be there with the photo on time. Michael Palomar. Yeah, this guy is a bastard. He likes to have sex with these women. They're what they're called is JTPs. You know, they're these junior people. And they're in there just for a minute, you know, just for a little while. He refers to them as just temporary pussy. That's what it is. JTPs. Just temporary pussy. And he says they can't touch him, the Parks Department. And he says no. This girl complained, you know. She was upset because he was kind of hitting on her. Jesus, coworkers call him a pedophile. He says, no one will believe a black girl from the Bronx. Well, don't you believe it? They will. They will. They'll believe it. They'll believe the fuck out of it. Just TPs. JTPs, just temporary pussy. He alleges, Taylor, the woman, alleges that he walked in, that she walked in on one such training session there while the trainee was giving Palomar oral sex. She reported it, and a coworker told her, well, you haven't seen nothing yet. He has 3 JTPs. The youngest is 19. Yeah, this guy right here is really fun. Seasonal pussy, he calls her. Oh. Seize them, seasonal pussy. And there was a follow-up story in today's post saying they are investigating these allegations. Who's your favorite comedian there, Brian?
Nate Bargatze.
You're shitting me.
Love Nate.
I didn't think Nate was anybody's favorite comedian. Are you also into, who was the woman he was opening for so long? The one with the nails, the nail story?
Reba McEntire?
No.
I'm
never remember this chick's name. You know, she was a YouTube star.
Jennifer, not Lopez.
No, it's
something.
Not Jennifer anything. She did a whole thing about how, the nails, nail salon fucking thing. She's from L.A. Fuck it.
I have no idea.
Nate Bargatze.
It's embarrassing.
Who's your second favorite?
Second, Dave Attell.
Dave Attell is just a little less good than Nate Bargatze.
Right under Nate Bargatze?
See, it's so hard when he's like the second choice is like, you know, nobody doesn't like Nate, but like, first...
Yeah,
I think that's a contrary thing because you know, Dave Attell. Come on, you don't think he's better than Nate Bargatze as a comedian? I mean, I guess it's subjective, so you can like anything you want. But
Angela Johnson,
I don't like lists.
Angela Johnson, exactly. Yeah.
Gerald Neal, that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He opened for her for a while. Yeah. Yeah. And you couldn't get him to say anything bad about her too. He wouldn't even say anything because like he's opening for her. You know, whenever somebody's opening for a comedian, it could be anybody, and they'd be like, "Oh, it's pretty funny, pretty funny."
Gets kind of political.
Pretty funny, yeah. Because I mean, you know, she's in theaters and shit. You know, so you're like, "Oh, I like that theater money." I mean, I like Compound Media money. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I've pretty much crossed the finish line. I'm running out the clock here. You know, just having fun for the rest of my life while champagne life finally fizzles out. Editors have babies. $500 diaper bag. Need I say more? Let's go to the Earl Campbell videos. Do you have any crime videos? We usually, at the end, we have like about 9 crime videos.
Now that's what I call rape.
Oh, yes. Well, what's...
what's comes out of nowhere.
Do we have that rape story there? What,
we do.
Cozy? How about this? No, that wouldn't be one. Let me see. Oh, that's not one. Grooming involved. That makes it not that. Let's. Oh, that's what I call rape.
Oof, oh, well, there's a fake rape, is there?
Aha! Oh, we do have that. We do have a fake rape. That happened up in Clyde, New York. 5 short hours outside of the city. And she met this guy on a dating website or an app, and they went out. And the next day, she reported that she was blindfolded and raped because he wouldn't give her a ride home. Didn't give her a ride home the other night. She went in to the police and reported him in Clyde, New York, to the county police there. The sheriff's office said, you know what? I was raped. And then they got her to, I guess, eventually say. And the way they get him to recant is they just keep asking him follow-up questions. You know, when something sounds a little weird, you know, they're like, so he blindfolded. Yeah, well, now, at what point did he blindfold? Okay. And he had the blindfold? Or was it some article? Okay. So you said that he brought that. Where did he get it from? Did it just happen? And it was like, oh, okay. And they, you know, go on. Look, I don't know anything about interrogating, you know, victims, presumed victims, but I would imagine it's something like that. They tell the story repeatedly, and then eventually they get it wrong. Well, she was locked up for this. They actually charged her with reporting a false crime. Yeah.
She's a liar. And a bitch.
It's like,
I don't think it was hard hitting enough the first part. So
yeah, she is a liar though. She lied about this guy, and you know, she could have ruined the rest of his life. What if they just would have believed it, gone and arrested him, and then he's fucking locked up for rape? That gets around in a town of 5,000 people.
And now, what if she changes? What if she feels bad and changes her mind like 2 months into him being already in prison? Like, do they just like, oh crap, and they just let him go? Or her word is invaluable at that point because they've already sentenced.
Invaluable means worth a lot, by the way. It's
it'll be valuable.
No, right. It would be it'd be devalued and disregarded and worthless.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think it works that way. I think that I mean, I think that she could go back and recant and say it, you know, a few. I mean, she would obviously not testify against him in a trial.
Yeah, I guess.
So
if she
refuses to cooperate then with the DA, it says like, no, I'm not going to be a witness because it didn't happen. The DA is going to drop the charges. It's not like he wants to put him in jail anyway. Cigarettes. Mm. That's right.
Wait.
This whole time, you could have been smoking.
I got it.
Smoke in your lungs. Man, there's so many different ways to smoke, but, you know, I like the old-fashioned way. It doesn't include vapor. Vape.
Hey. I like it to vape.
Fine. You get into vape. I get into a man's way of consuming tobacco. Cigarettes. Not for fags.
They're called fags over the pond.
Well, England is a fag country, yeah. As we know.
I miss Archie.
I know. Trump. We need to get Trump back.
Yeah.
Well, if we can get a deal worked out, I don't know. Well, we'll see. Maybe Trump will be back on sometime soon. One would hope. Don't you hope so, Mr. Rat? He says yes.
But we were doing, you know, those episodes on the arm, which...
Now that's what I call rape.
See, that's what... I didn't know that's what that would make it do.
Go back to the...
I'm back.
To the thing.
It's back on the phone. No. Oh, go back to the thing. Okay. Yeah.
Now that's what I call rape.
Now rat's what I call rape.
I don't
rape.
Like to see things like that at all. No. I don't. Things like that just may turn my stomach.
Is everybody caught up on the Delvis McCroy equal time segment?
I don't know if they are or not, but I'll tell you something. I don't like him. I don't like him at all. He's just too damn liberal.
Delvis?
Yeah, Delvis McCroy. All right, well, I guess we're done here. If you want to see me perform comedy, just you know, come to New York City. That's where you got to be to see it. I was at Springfield at the Comedy Cove over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, did I ever kill it.
Nice. You headlined 2 nights in a row.
Headlined 2 nights in a row. Not everybody can do that.
East Rutherford?
Not everybody can do... It was in Springfield. Thank you. We'll say thanks to my booth crew here, Peter and Drew, and of course you, Ryan.
Thanks, sir.
Alexis Deloney for being here, and thank you, Brian Wagner, for all you do for us, buying our shit and watching our shows. We really do appreciate it. He gets a picture all the time with every celebrity he meets, and he meets a lot of them too. It's always said next to Alec Baldwin or something.
Yes, right.
Like, how the hell did he get to be standing next to next to Alec Baldwin? And you just got to wonder. Say, he's just in the right place at the right time, or in that case, the wrong place at the wrong time. I'm not a big Alec Baldwin fan. I guess he is. And then Bobo, thank you for being here. Good luck on your EP. I hope you sell a lot of them.
Yep, it's out right now. Lobosound.com/Bobo/.
Maybe that way you'll be able to get that surgery your mother needs. All right. Well, everybody.
We also, Alexis Deloney would like to.
Oh, she wants to talk a little bit more?
So when I'm not doing the weather, I am in a short indie film called On Tour at funnyordie.com. Please vote funny and not die.
Vote funny on her video. You don't want her to die just for being a poor weather girl sometimes, but I think she does a good job. All right, everybody.